From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson.
What I said was there's no enlightenment in homicide. And 10 years later, countless thousands of homicide victims. As a result of that first decision, I still feel the same thing.
That's the voice of Doug Peacock, a former Green Beret medic. He's one of many people radio producer Scott Carrier spoke with during a trip from Salt Lake City to Chicago just after the September 11th attacks, and Carrier recently caught up with him again to see if his mind had changed at all in the last 10 years for a piece that will soon air on The Story, a program that airs weekdays at noon on KCBW. In part two of our conversation with Carrier today, I asked him about going back to ask people about the Afghanistan war a second time.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go back, especially to talk to a woman I talked to in Afton, Wyoming. I wondered what happened to her and her family because of what she said. And so I proposed the idea to a producer at The Story, Katie Davis. And she said, yeah, go do it. Go do an update. Ask these people what they think now, if they've changed over the 10 years. And so I talked to her, Jenny Hansen, in Afton, Wyoming. I spoke with Doug Peacock, who lives in the Paradise Valley north of Yellowstone Park. Mm-hmm. And then a woman who works in the Chief Plenty Coup Museum in Pryor, Montana, just south of Billings, who's a member of the Crow Tribe. And then also this time, when I talked to her 10 years ago, she'd just gotten a call from her nephew who was being deployed. He didn't know where, couldn't say, but he was calling to say he probably wasn't going to come back. He thought he was going to be killed. This was like really early on. So when I talked to her this time, I said, well, what happened to your nephew? Did he make it back? And she said, yes, he did make it back, but he'd been hit by an IED in Iraq. So I also interviewed him. And the story that's going to be on this story is comprised of these interviews, going back and talking to these people again. I didn't go drive all the way to Chicago. I couldn't go that far, but I did talk to these four.
Did their opinions change or not?
No, they did not. They did not change their opinion. Pretty much everybody felt the same way now as they did then. And I bet that's, if I could have talked to everybody, I probably would have been fairly consistent. I think that people don't change even though everything is changing around us. You know, there's a lot of differences in the United States and the economy and some of our political decisions since then. But people, I don't think, really change their beliefs. I think we hold on to our beliefs like it's a matter of life and death.
Did that disappoint you as somebody who was against the war yourself?
No, I kind of expected it. I wasn't really surprised when they said it. But, you know, Doug Peacock's answer was so good. He was the one that said we shouldn't strike back. He was a Green Beret medic in Vietnam. And I just think he's sort of an enlightened person. And he had a really great answer 10 years ago, and what he told me now is even better, I thought. And I wanted to get him on the air. I wanted people to listen to what he says. Maybe it will change people's minds. Maybe not. I don't know. But he's certainly worth listening to.
Radio producer Scott Carrier is the author of Prisoner of Zion, a new ebook weaving his experiences in Afghanistan with stories from Utah. You can hear him on KCBW this Friday night at 7 as he narrates his trip to Afghanistan for NPR's Hearing Voices. He'll also appear soon on The Story, a program that airs weekdays at noon here on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.